welcome to the Pit Nips Podcast, episode number 78. Brought to you by the Brainstorm Brewery. I'm your host, Angelo, and I'm back this week, as always, with Brother Ryan.
Woo, woo.
Ryan, I don't know about you, man.
I mean, what up, what up?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I really enjoy these episodes because there's like nothing to go over and we can just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're fun, especially because I can bring on crazy people like Matan.
He's the man.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I had my mic muted. There you go. Production value down the drain. Hi.
Thanks, Matan. For anybody who doesn't remember Matan, Matan is my French-Canadian friend who does Band or Unband, which he's going to do later with us, but he's going to step in and do this entire show with us, which is basically just us complaining or being very happy with our pre-releases, depending on how we did.
Okay.
So let's start with the news, though. We have to get this out. These are all important things. We had the DCI banned and restricted list was announced the other day. And, okay, well, nothing happened there. So we can move on from that. That's awesome.
That's it. Everyone, breathe easy with your pod decks. You're okay.
Yeah, you got another 3 months.
So let's just relax, everybody. I think we've seen enough of these updates in recent, like, you know, the past year to go ahead and say that I don't think pod is going to be banned anytime soon, nor do I think it should be. So rightfully so, I think the DCI got it right once again with no like real changes here to the list. Let the players play. Let us figure out the format. Like me and Celso were talking about the other day. Kelso. I'm sorry. I accidentally called him the right name. Anyways, me and Kelso were, saying if you don't pack hate for Twin or Pod at this point, like it's pretty much on you. Like if you lose to those decks, like, yeah, it happens, but you should at least be prepared for them by now. So.
Okay. You know what's funny though? You know how I've been saying Pod's going to be banned for a while now? Like before the BNR came out, I got asked by a bunch of people at the pre-release, you know, so what do you think is going to get banned? And I'm like, nothing. I'm just going to say pod every time while Ryan's around because, you know, it'll drive him bananas.
Well, it doesn't bother me that much. My deck destroys pods, so I'm not like, I would love to, as a mono white death and taxes player in modern, which like nobody does, I would love to sit across from pod all day. That'd be absolutely perfect. So I'm good with that, but, Megan's the one that, you know, cause obviously she plays pods, so yeah.
Right. But we did have some judging rules changes that, we should probably go over. Improper drawing at the start of a game. Okay. They've changed the way this is going to be. It's no longer going to be as confusing. It now implies to any player who has taken another game action and you shuffle an extra card back regardless of the situation. So it's not necessarily at the start of the game. Okay, cool. Also, joint responsibility on cards such as like Graf Digger's Cage. It has been made clear as far as the judges are concerned that both players have to be actively involved in the error. Okay, so if a Graf Digger's Cage happens and you don't, and you play around it, or you illegally do something and you don't notice it and your opponent doesn't notice it, both of you are going to get in trouble for that. Also, and this one's for Ryan, this is the third big change. Unsportsmanlike conduct, major. The DCI has zero tolerance for threats, harassment, and bullying, and judges are expected to act swiftly to prevent a situation from escalating. This includes removing the player from any match in which he may have committed the offense, so the penalty has been upgraded to a complete match loss.
In your relation to correct
game? This seemed common sense, because before it was like, well, it was like...
it was a game loss, and they're like, okay, go to the next one.
Yeah, before the rule was kind of like, well, if the person's offended, we'll do something. Now it's like, they take that out of it, and it's just like if someone does something like a dumbass, like threatens their opponent, like, you know, whether the other person's offended or not, like, you know, that it should be punishable. So, you know, making that like, you know, common sense change there, I think is okay. And, you know, I think it's all right to, I still say if you sit across from me in a Pokemon hat, I'm going to say, hey, bro.
You're going to get a match loss then.
You look goofy as fuck with that hat on. No, I'm not going to get a match loss for that.
For that, that's yeah, you are,
man. That's all in fun. There's having fun and just, but it, and then there's like blatantly threatening someone like.
Well, I don't know that that's having fun. That's all in the, how the player across from you takes it. They might not see it as fun. They might think you're picking on them. And hence you fall under bullying and you get a match loss.
Well, that's whatever, dude. But yeah, I have, you know, you're there to play Magic, not, you know, threaten to kick someone's ass or whatever, like, so.
Or bully them.
Sure.
It gives an extra tool, a legal tool that's in the judge's pocket. You know, I always said, you know, as a lawyer myself, I always say there's the law and there's its application. And judges are more than just judges. They're also like, not social workers, but they're hosts and they're trying to keep a good level, a good spirit in the area. So this tool just gives them an extra power to enforce good behaviors and penalize bad behaviors. And it's just, I think there's this discretion that the judges will have with this rule, just for the benefit of the good spirit of the tournament.
Yeah, I think that's what they were shooting for, realistically. I mean, it's just to try and make sure that everybody has a good time while they're there. And if not, they can penalize people for being dicks. And we've all seen dicks at tournaments. If you've been to a bigger one, you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's people vulnerable to dicks, too.
Maybe. There was this kid at, there was this kid that was kind of a dick this weekend. was rather funny for, like, 13 years old, but still just, like, a raging douchebag.
And at a pre-release?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Ooh, Johnny, big time.
He's playing some chick that's, like, new to the game, right? Which is cool. And she was cute, so let's keep her around. You know what I mean? Like, don't be a dick. And, you know, she's kind of confused about how some cards work, and she was confused about hot soup. Apparently she had hot soup equipped to one of her creatures. I believe it says if that creature's dealt damage, you gotta destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
She made the mistake of thinking it was like, if it deals damage to someone else's creature and dies, like, and so there was some confusion there, but he like starts like yelling at her and shit. And like, then like whenever he would like cast a spell, he was like all like flourishing his arms around and real emphatic and crazy. It was just so fucking goofy. It was like, if you've ever seen that video of the guy playing Yu-Gi-Oh and he's like all like into it and crazy. I don't know, the fat Asian kid.
That just seems so racist to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, whatever.
Had to be a fat Asian kid, right?
No, it's just to identify the person. He's not fat because he's Asian.
Yeah, so you can find the video. Like, it's a pretty popular video. It's like, but the kid was just like crazy intense, and it was just like, oh my god, like people were off to the side just laughing. Like, I was watching this kid play. I was so entertained, and like, but he was such an ass to this girl, like, I don't know. It was kind of off-putting. Like, and the judge eventually, like, kind of like sits down next to him or whatever. And he makes the comment of, you know, we're all here to have fun. And like, this is just pre-release and like, you know, kind of calm down a little bit, you know, and then everything was kind of fine. But yeah, it was
seems fun. It seems to me that the judge did a good thing by not necessarily humiliate him or penalize him. Just giving, not even a warning, just giving a little, you know, a little tip on the shoulder and just saying, hey, dude, chill down.
Yeah. Good. I thought it was good for him, so how he handled that situation. So
you would have handled it differently.
I was like, this little fucker, man. I was like, this girl's never going to come back to the shop. 20, 22 years old, something like that. You here to have fun, like, and this little asshole kid is going to, like, chase away a Magic player, like, because someone had a bad experience. It was their first event. Like, if you have a bad experience at your first event of anything, like, you're likely to not come back. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean. I actually had something similar happen at one of the ones I went to, where a kid shows up and he took all of his cards and just added 20 swamps to it.
Uh-huh.
And like, it was round 3 before anybody said, yo, dude, we got to fix your deck.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? So it was like, he never had a fucking chance.
Yeah, I played with a kid like that the other week. He signed up for Modern with the new intro deck. From Journey.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I've done shit like that just to be funny and actually done well.
The store clerk sold him the fucking blue-red one, which is fucking god-awful. So he's playing me. He drops out of the Modern event because someone's like, you know, you should maybe give this a try in Standard, like, or whatever. He just bought, like, 2 of them and mashed them together. It wasn't even the event deck. It was one of those, like, $10 intro decks. And, after our match, like, I beat him really, like, super fast. I was playing Burn, and, like, this is, like, 2 weeks ago, and took his deck apart after the match, broke it down by curve with creatures, everything, cut a bunch of cards, leaned it up. I mean, it was literally, like, a 100-card deck. So cut a bunch of shit, and at least gave him, like, a 60-card something, like, You know, but yeah, that surprised me. I was like, why wouldn't anyone like, how'd he get this far without somebody like saying something? So
Ryan, how many did you do?
Pre-releases?
Yes.
Just the two.
Okay. Martin, how many did you do?
None. Working 7 days a week. I have no time.
Okay, so you're just commenting on ours. Too many women. That's fine. You can just comment on ours. And
I can't wait to draft online, though.
Yeah. This is actually a really nice set for that.
Yeah, I may actually even draft this set. It seems actually really draftable.
Yeah. So I guess, Ryan, we'll start with our first ones. I'll go first, I suppose.
All right. By the way, so I didn't pre-release. I'm going to go get a beer.
There you go.
I'm not useful here.
That's fine, dude. You could still add witty banter or whatever after you get your beer.
Yeah.
So I go to Ohio for my first ever midnight pre-release. Like, normally I stay away from these things because I go, who in the fuck wants to do these? Like, these are the dumbest thing on the planet, but I wanted to try and get as many pre-releases with a large amount of players in this weekend as possible. And I've been going to the 7 o'clock one the following day out there. And I'm getting, like, I'm going to pre-releases with, like, 10 people, and these suck, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I guess I'm going to do a midnight one. And, again, I still kind of feel the same way. Who the fuck wants to do these things? Like, goddamn, it's so late.
Yeah, like, dude, the only reason you should be up all night is fucking or drugs. And that's it.
16 years old can stay up all night.
I don't know, man. Like, I've stayed up for double reasons of that, to be honest. Driving, working.
Okay, that's fair. That's different. But in my case, if I'm not fucking or on something, I'm not.
Movies? I've definitely stayed up all night just watching bad movies.
You've stayed up all night watching porn.
That too. But just bad movies as well. Like, you know, it happens sometimes. You get sucked in. You're like, ooh, Mortal Kombat's on at midnight. So you stay up and watch Mortal Kombat. And then that's followed by, like, Street Fighter. And I'm like, ah, fuck it. I guess I gotta watch that. And then that's followed by some fucking,
Demolition Man.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh, three shells. I got to watch this. And before you know it, the sun's coming up. And you're like, what the fuck did I waste the whole night doing that for? And before you know it, you're watching fucking, you know, Pretty in Pink. And you're going, Jesus Christ, they're going to go to bed.
Pretty in Pink, that's a porno, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Anyway, I get out there and I go, I want to be red.
Yeah, seemed like the obvious choice.
Yeah, I'm like, red has all this removal. I want to be red. So I crack open my first pack. I'm like, word, okay, yeah, it's the seeded pack. I'm like, okay, I got some decent red stuff in the seeded pack. The seeded pack was not overwhelming at all. So I start cracking packs, going, which color am I going to pair with this? I'm like, yeah, black looks pretty good. Green looks pretty good. Which one am I going to pair? And then about pack five, I go, Garrick. I go, I ain't playing red. Because green and black looked already really good. And I'm like, I'm not playing red. So the deck I ended up going with was one Ulcerate, one Titanic Growth, a single Child of Night, two Verdant Havens, an Overgrowth, a Yevon, three of the Spiders. Those things are awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, just utterly amazing. Just, oh my god. Three of the Zathrid Skyblades. Very consistent deck, you know. One Undergrowth Scavenger, a Living Totem, a frickin' Hunt the Weak, a Necrobite, that really expensive Graveyard Recursion, a Hornet Queen, two Flesh to Dust, an Ancient Silverback, Garrick, as I said, in an Overwhelm. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. And I go 4-0 to start, really having no gains whatsoever. Like, I lost one game because I got a little over anxious and swung with everything just so everything could get balanced. And I went, ah, fuck. But, you know, I didn't make that mistake again. I ended up walking out of there. I get to the last round. Kid comes up to me and goes, hey, we're both 4-0. We're the only 4-0s. Would you like to draw? I'm like, well, what's the pack split? The pack split was like 2. So it was going to work out even. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to fall asleep waiting to get my packs. And the store owner heard me. And he goes, you know what? Since it's so late, I'll give out packs now. Since no one can catch you two, I will give you your packs. I was like, fuck it. We're drawing. So I draw with the kid, grab my packs, and fucking head out. I get home, I start cracking my packs again. You know, because I want these packs of cards, I want to crack them and see what I get. And I get a foil Garrick.
Whoa!
So that's like 2 Garricks.
Yeah, 2 on the night, not bad.
2 on the night, keep that in mind. Ryan, how was your first pre-release?
Really good.
Oh, by the way, I should mention there was 29 players at that one.
Nice.
Yeah. So yours was really good?
Yeah, midnights are usually good. Yeah, I went, the first one I did was Saturday. I did the Saturday at noon. Busy turnout. I went with Red as well and fucking crushed.
Did you actually get to play Red?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Like, yeah.
Lots of Red. So, my pool didn't have really, I had the promo Siege Dragon, but I didn't really have any like insane bombs. I did open another Siege Dragon and played that. I just had like a bunch of little good stuff that synergized well. And I had enough, like, you know, my other colors, my pool was kind of all over the place and shitty, but I managed to find just like a few black playables and, splash black. So let's see. I ran the 17 land, 2 frenzied goblin, which was surprisingly good. I cut, I had 2 of the forge devil guys, the 1 mana, do 1 damage. That card's probably actually really good in this format. I wouldn't sleep on that. It kills a lot of dudes. The one that comes in, deals a creature or whatever damage, and then 1 to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I ran Frenzied Goblin instead and seemed to be the good choice. So 2 of those. I had 2 Generator Servants, a Wall of Fire, 2 Goblin Rough Riders. So nice curve going already. A Juggernaut, which was pretty sweet. Paragon of Fierce Defiance, a Kirkesh Onaki Ancient. That's 1 of my combo pieces, okay? A Hoarding Dragon, that's the second part of my combo. That's my tutor card. A Rotfeaster Maggot, 2 Nightfire Giants. This card is fucking nuts. I don't know if you got to play it on the weekend with Red. To fucking shoot to 2 damage, first of all, to target creature or player. Like, late game was just fucking great. To be able to start throwing shocks at a dude's face. But I was wiping boards with it. Just so many things died to it, especially in Red, and everyone at the shop was playing Red. Which is why I didn't play the Krenko's Enforcer, which I also had in my pool. It just was a 2-2-3 against everybody in the room for the most part, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So didn't run that, but Nightfire Giant, really fucking good. And then the 2 Siege Dragons at the top of my curve. But my spells, though, I had a Grind Clock. That was kind of my third. That's my, to complete my combo, my Kirkesh Grind Clock combo. Which is funny as fucking. I've never done anything like that in Limited before, but I was just scrapping to find playable spells, and I was like, whatever, dude, like Grind Clock, it has some synergy with my guy, and believe it or not.
Has a lot of synergy with that guy.
It won me. I 2-0'd somebody Grind Clocking him, and I won a game 3 against another opponent that I had no other way to beat him, like if it weren't for the Grind Clock and like top decking a Kirkesh. I mean, really fucking good. To drop it early and you know, Limited, the games can go a little bit longer, so you get around like 4 counters on it, and then it really like becomes this awkward race, like especially with the stall. Like I was really surprised with that. I don't recommend playing it necessarily, but with the Kirkesh, like it was really nutty. Taking like, you know, 10 cards off their library a turn was really good. So Grind Clock, Lightning Strike, pretty basic. Oh, Chachi, knock it off. Sorry, that's my dog. So the Grind Clock, Lightning Strike, Inferno Fist, a fucking Stab Wound, which is nutty, Ulcerate, and a Flesh to Dust.
Man, you had the removal.
Yeah, I mean, those were like the only black playables I had, dude, outside of the like Nightfire Giant and the Maggot. So
yeah, but you got a lot of removal. Like there wasn't a bunch of that floating around anywhere where I was at this weekend.
Yeah, Flesh to Dust was pretty good. Ulcerate, really fucking good. And Stab Wound is just removal, or just put it on a fatty. Like I put it on the one of the 4/4 angels or something,
mm-hmm.
and just rode it.
I mean, dude, there is nothing better in the world than sticking a stab wound on a 2/4.
Yeah, I killed an opponent with it, a guy that was new. Shout out Braden. He's a new player. He said, I actually got a nice compliment, man, playing him. He was like, seriously, you're the nicest guy I've ever played against, like that I don't know personally. That's really helping him out and shit. And like, he forgot about my stab wound and didn't block a guy and went to 2 life. And I didn't say anything. And then at his upkeep, he was like, oh, wait, that's going to kill me. Can I go ahead and block that creature? And I was like, yeah, dude, go ahead. Like, whatever, no big deal. Like, still won the match or whatever. But yeah, shout out to him too. Cool opponent. But yeah, my deck was really good. Just the only deck I lost to was absolutely insane. He had 4 of the white flying lifelinker dudes and 4 borderland marauder guys, the ones that get +2/+0. when they attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fishy at best, but whatever. Good guy.
I don't know, dude. I cracked 3 and 3 of fucking, one of my 3 ofs was uncommons. I mean, if it wasn't the midnight pre-release, like, I would think it was fishy.
Yeah, I opened, 3 Siege Dragons, my second pre-release, but.
Oh my god. So, second pre-release. You ready for that then? I'll move into mine.
Oh yeah, yeah,
How many players at your first one?
I don't know, upwards of 30, I guess.
Okay. So I show up at my second pre-release, and this was against quite a few of the posse members. I went to my old local stomping grounds, and, I walk in, there was like 22 or 24 players, something like that, 5 rounds. I'm like, okay, cool, let me, you know, rock this out the park. I'm like, fuck, I didn't get to play red last night when I picked red, so I'm going to pick red again. Guess what I didn't get to play?
Red.
Exactly.
Yay! That's twice, man. Dude. I'm telling you, if you could swing with the Siege Dragon, which is a really, really good 2 on turn 5 off a generator, turn 5 off a generator servant, it is a board wipe. I'm telling you, it just wrecks. I mean, especially the white decks with the triplicate spirits and the raise the alarm deck. It just destroys it.
Yeah, see, I got to play with Garrick all weekend, so I'm not going to, you know, complain too much because,
you open another Garrick?
I opened 3 Garricks in 12 hours. So my second deck was, 2 Titanic Strength, 2 Sign and Blood, a Phyrexian Revoker, Christ, what the hell is the name of that card? It costs 4 and you can tap a creature for 2. It's an artifact.
Oh yeah, the Tyrant's,
Machine or some shit like that.
Yeah, I played that day too, and because I also had a Kirkeshi game, but that was my only good artifact. And that card it's good, but I still think it's a trap card. It's kind of like if you're having to use that to stay in the game, you're probably going to lose.
Well, my second day deck was like a lot like my first one, was very controlling. Okay. So having that little bit of extra control was fine for me. Like I was not playing fast games. Like my game was to stick a creature early and block like this wall of mulch that I had or these 2 spiders that I had. Use Verdant Haven to ramp myself out. I had another one of those. You played a Mind Rot. I played, a Carrion Crow, another, Zathrid Sky Slasher or whatever the fuck the name is. And I also had one of those, Wasp Nests.
Really good.
Dude, that card is insane. People continue to swing into it, and you're like, okay. And boy, do I have a story to tell.
Ask Megan, who accidentally swung into it with a 12-12.
Yeah, I kind of had something happen like that. I had another Scavenger. I had a Zoff Shade. I had another Living Totem. I had a Restock. I cracked the black promo card, the Indulgent, whatever, the Demon.
Indulgent Tormentor. Kind of underwhelming, but good in the right shell, I guess.
I mean, it was fine. Like, it was a, you know, Answer Me Now, which is, you know, if you want to answer that, that's cool. Because, again, I had a Restock. I had a Charging Rhino, which is pretty good. I had that Vampire that you pay 2 life and it gets flying. I had a Siege Worm. And, again, I had a 3rd. Garrick. Apex Predator. Randy Orton was following me around all weekend. So this tournament, like, I remember a lot more of it. I'm sorry I didn't know a lot of the names from the first one, but my first round opponent was hilarious, dude. Like, I sit down against him. I've never hung out with him, never met him. And this dude's talking to me like I've never played this game before in my life, trying to tell me what's good and everything else. And I'm like, sure. You know, just being a nice guy. And I beat him pretty soundly in 2 games. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't think he won a game. And, you know, I'm way up at the top tables. And I'm just like, okay, I feel bad for the guy. And I was talking to some of the other guys at the shop and they're like, dude, he's terrible. And he's always like that. And he never wins. And I'm like, oh, that's sad. So my second round opponent was, who did I play in the second round? Oh, I got to play against John Kemp. Johnny Kemp is the best Magic player you've never heard of. Like, this dude could be on the Pro Tour if he wanted to. He's just that player that fundamentally, like, if you make any mistakes, he's gonna punish you.
Uh-oh. Someone's in trouble. Someone's
yeah,
in trouble.
I just cut the mic. It's my neighborhood. But you know, just quickly, there's, LSV's videos on Channel Fireball. You hear outside circulation as well, so, you know, I have one thing in common with him, which is sketchy neighborhood.
Sweet.
Hey, Martin, by the way, Megan just got home. She says, radio. Radio. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Like what? Radio? Like, bro.
I misheard. Radio.
Radio. Yeah. French and English, rap from New Brunswick. It's pretty good. Check it out.
Sorry, Angelo.
No, it's cool. So I get to play against Kev, and this is like, I mean, realistically, of all the people I used to play all the time over there before I quit playing, you know, in real life very often, like, I miss playing this dude, because didn't matter. He always just pushes your game. He punishes you for any mistakes you might make. And we played three really good games, and I ended up winning by basically putting out a Garrick, essentially laying the Garrick up for him to basically kill it, and restocking for a Garrick and a wall of mulch, which ended up basically sealing the game. But game two, it was weird. Like, I had him. There was one way out for him. And without him knowing what was in my hand, because on the board it didn't look like I had lethal. So he had to play his turn exactly one way, or he would have lost game two. And there were so many, like, just, you know, for a layman to look at it, so many better ways to look at it and say, this is what I'm going to do. And he chose none of those and chose the one way he could have won. And I was like, motherfucker. So, like, I really thought I was going to lose to him. And then I played against Kyle Broderick round three.
So, oh, hey, posse member extraordinaire.
Yeah, so two rounds, I'm 2-0, then I go up against Kyle Broderick round three, and Kyle decided for some fucking reason to activate his Soul of Theros and swing with everything while I had close to equal amount of blockers, but I had a hive mind. Dude, I could not stick that hornet's nest. I could not stick that hornet's nest in front of that Soul of Theros any fucking quicker. And then, like, the following turn, I dropped Garrick, and when the game ended, he was at, I don't know, 40, 50 life or some shit like that. But I had seven of the beast tokens and eight of the hornet tokens, and I went to hand him a emblem, and he picked up his cards. That made me sad. And then the next round, I played against a kid who had a nice deck. He had a Nissa that he was powering out turn three, and I think that his pool carried him more than he did, because there was times he could have attacked and chose not to, and I think that's they were ultimately the wrong choice. So I'm 4-0. I'm going into the last round, and Michael Broderick is sitting across from me, and he goes, "Hey, you want to split?"
Kyle's brother.
Yeah, it's Kyle's brother.
Okay.
And I'm like, sure.
Michael's the one that always gives me shit on Faceless.
Yeah, I was like, sure, we'll split. And I split, and he goes, hey, do you want to play for fun to see who wins? I was like, we can play for fun, but I'm not going to take it seriously. And at that point, like, I was so sleep-deprived, I never not taking a game this not serious at all. Like, it was terrible. I set my cards down one time face up. I forgot to draw one turn. Like, I just did not care whatsoever. The day was over for me as far as I was concerned.
You morphed creatures?
Yeah, like, it was just bad. And I ended up on the weekend going 8-0-2, cracking three Garricks. So, like, you might think you won your pre-release. No, you didn't. I won the pre-release.
Okay. I just have the right clip for you to congratulate you from your wins, and here it goes.
He's going to be so sad when I get that out.
Oh, my God.
No, so, like, I really kicked ass on the pre-releases. Like, I was pretty pumped about that, to be honest. You know, I got a bunch of packs. Like, I almost had the start of a paper collection all over again.
Nice. Oh,
and
yeah.
That foil Garrick's going for a couple bucks, so I might sell that bitch. I don't know.
Yeah, you better now, because I don't see it getting played.
Well, the thing is, like, I would keep it if I know that I was going to play a deck that, or that there was going to be a deck that wants three of them, but I can't ever see a deck want more two of them.
Exactly.
I don't know, the 6-mana Garrick does a lot and is only seen in, like, fringe decks now.
Truth, the 6-mana Garrick is not this Garrick.
No, he's not as good
as this Garrick. I have played with this Garrick. I have played with the old Garricks. None of the old Garricks are this Garrick. This thing is insane.
It's 7-mana.
This thing is insane. Yeah, it's not 7-mana because it's in green.
And the game's also over by then.
It's in green. It's not 7-mana, dude. It's 5-mana sometimes. It's 6-mana most of the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see it being good while Thoughtseize is around, which is going to be for the life.
Because Elspeth at 6-mana is terrible with Thoughtseize around.
Elspeth is also in control decks, not ramp decks.
Garrick can't be.
Most part.
Who said Garrett can't be?
I don't see it. I don't see it. We'll see, but I don't see it.
This card is just, it's nuts. If it hits the board, the game is over. And I mean, it does have a lot of lines. Like when you sit down and you look at the board to decide which one of these great things you want to do, you know, do I make a beast? Do I kill a creature? And you know, it's so weird. It's so easy to forget that you gain life.
Yeah.
When you kill the creature. So it's like, what do you want to do? It's actually like, yeah, it really leads to some very strange lines of, you know, am I doing this right? But no, this card is good, man. It's unreal. If for some reason you're playing in a draft or a sealed, you crack it and you don't play it, you're doing it wrong.
Well, yeah, it's obvious. It's clearly a bomb and limited. It's a draft for sure.
But the power I saw, dude, I just can't see how it doesn't see some standard play. I'm just being honest.
There's a lot of things that are ultra powerful and limited though that don't.
No, I understand how things translate, and trust me, like it's just too good not to see some play.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just heard a lot of arguments to the contrary that kind of lead me to lean that direction. It may be fringe, and it'll be an EDH.
Okay, man. Yeah.
I don't know. The hero's downfall.
I think you listen way too much to what other people say, and you just gotta go with your heart once in a while.
Oh, yeah,
this thing is entirely too powerful not to see play, bro.
People gotta play with the card too. It needs to be tested. I mean, it does, you know, it does a lot. It's just undoubtedly powerful. Like,
we have coursers, we have Sylvan Caryatids. This thing's gonna see play.
Yeah, if you put the tools around to set it up, it's the finisher.
It's scary. I just can't really see it. Well, I mean, Hero's Downfall, Thoughtseize,
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Anyway, Ryan, how'd your second one go? Did you win it?
It was crap. Yeah, my second one was pretty awful, dude. I opened just junk. I mean, two of my rares were Obelisk of Urd.
Yeah, that was one of my rares and
one of my rares was the give a dragon, dragons get +3/+3.
You know what though? If you get the Broodkeeper with that and a couple enchantments, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's, you know, combo-licious, but, then I had like that fucking shield, is another rare. You see where this is going. My best cards were probably two Borderland Marauders and a Lightning Strike. I went red again. I had a bunch of weird blue, but blue was all over the place. I couldn't make anything cohesive with it.
That's what blue is in this set. It's
fucking all over the place.
Yeah, it doesn't give you a plan.
Like, I had the Illusory Angel, but I was like, I can't even play this. Like, and it's such a sweet card. Like, and I was like, I don't know. I had a couple Void Snares, which was good. Like, I was thinking I maybe could have done something, but just didn't see it happening. Like, I don't know. I went red and then tried the black again because I had like a couple Carrion Crows and the Necrogen Scudder or whatever.
That card's amazing.
The Flying 3/3.
That card is amazing. Pay that 3 life every time and enjoy.
It's pretty good. So I had that, and then I match one, I was able to win. I got super, super lucky. I'm just giving Megan shit because I beat her and she had an insane ghoul. Her deck for the second pre-release was nuts. Like, she pulled a Nissa, a Soul of Innistrad. So that was her second. She pulled two Nissas, actually, on the weekend.
Jeez.
Kind of like you with Garrick, she got a Nissa in her prize pack.
Kind of like, but not quite.
Yeah, she opened a Nissa, though, in her pool, and she got another one in her prize pack. So anyway, her pool was nuts. She had a couple Satyr Wayfinders, two Elvish Mystics. Those guys that come in, they have a counter for each creature in all graveyards or whatever. I don't know. I'm not
that's
sure.
I was playing with one of him in both decks all weekend.
Sometimes it's good, like other times, like
it's really good late game, early game. Like, you don't want to see it in your opening hand. It's not a 4 drop.
Yeah, she dropped it at one point. I think it was like a 12-12 or something. So
yeah,
all kinds of graveyard based stuff and Soul of Innistrad and Nissa, which was just sweet. Her deck was insane. I just got off to a really fast start. I think like double Borderland Marauders and just she got mana fucked and it happens. She got me one game, but just didn't get their games 2 or 3. So I could say I beat her in a constructed, well, not really constructed format, but I beat her in a sanctioned event. So
awesome. So what was your best play of the weekend, Ryan?
I gotta say, a couple good plays. Well, against Megan in game three, we were racing and I'm at three and she's at six. I have a Carrion Crow in the scutter out. So I'm swinging for five next turn and she knows it. She attacks in like, okay, you'll swing back for five. And then I got this game. I pulled a Thundering Giant or whatever off the top, the Hasty 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Got in there for the win. That's some rub-ins. But no, the first pre-release, my first match, game three, we went to extra turns. And I don't know, my opponent just kind of punted the match more or less. And I was able to swing for like 15 damage.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. My best play, it was the third round of the midnight pre-release. I'm playing against a guy, and he was in a red, white, like really fast deck. And then he used that angel to reset his life total.
Yeah. That's nasty.
And he had a Scuttling Doom engine. I'm like, okay. So game one of this we're playing and he gets down the Doom engine and I'm like, okay. And so I kill the thing. I take the six. He plays an angel the next turn, or the next turn I steal the Scuttling Doom engine. He takes an angel, and I'm like, okay, because you know I played that card that you know takes something from the graveyard. But remember, he has a bunch of like 1/1s. That's how his deck works. And I'm like, I'm gonna take your Doom engine. He's like, okay. So after I steal that, he plays his angel. His life goes back up. I'm like, all right. So the next turn I play Garrick, kill his angel, and beat him with his Doom engine.
Nice.
It was fucking beautiful. Like twice I had him down to six. And
well done.
Like,
I did hear somebody say that, insoling a, insole artifact on a staff is the funniest thing. And someone on the Facebook page said it's, beating someone with a stick, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Seems like a fun way. Actually, I do want to say though, my best win though was probably when I was, 3-0 at the first pre-release going into that match. I played a junk deck. And, milled them out both games with, Kirkesh and the Grind Clock. And the guy almost flipped table.
Huh.
He was so, he had a, dude, his pool had a, first of all, he was white, so he had that promo angel. He opened a Garrick and a Liliana.
Holy Christ, he's playing junk.
Yeah. And, what the fucking 4/4 demon guy, you can't search your library or something. I don't know. He had one of those too. It was nuts. His pool was nuts. And,
and you milled him out.
He was just like,
hey, sometimes you just gotta get there.
It was one of the, like, I almost had to look at the dude and be like, sorry. Cause I just held down the board with like a bunch of, my deck was literally like just packed with creatures. And I was just holding down the board with like a bunch of dumb, like goblin rough riders, frenzy goblins, just like dumb shit, like fire giants, like, and I wasn't attacking. He had a bunch of shit on board and like couldn't really attack into each other. So. I mean, it didn't really matter. He had all those bombs. So I had a dragon out, keeping his demon at bay or whatever. And yeah, it happens. That was a pretty fun match. So yeah.
Okay. So that was our pre-releases. And obviously Martin has not said very much, to this point.
Yeah. Cause he didn't fucking pre-release.
No, that's fine. I mean, some people don't, and you know, he's not required to like,
he has the real life.
Yeah.
I have not pre-released, but I am about to release.
Yes. So
since
he came on, the real reason he came on is to do his
set. He hasn't came on anything yet. He said he's about to release.
He's about to. And for Unbanned Martin Brunet.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to Banner Unbanned. Hashtag Banner Unbanned. You know, where's my guitar? Maybe I could do like a little like music intro or something. Just a chord. Banner Unbanned. There you go. All right.
What chord was that? That sounded like a bad C.
Oh, I'm tuned in C because, and I just made a weird power chord.
Oh,
there you go. That sounds good.
Hang on. I have intro sound effects for you.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Alright. Okay, let's get on to, I have quite a few, bans or unbans. Just to remind the rules, guys, basically ban or unban is a, alright, is Ryan about to choke this second?
I'm sorry.
No, he's not about to choke, he in fact is.
Alright, reminding the rule, rapid fire, you know, I'm just putting out subjects that are first related to magic and then just general stuff that could be considered polarizing. Each of the hosts will present their views, supporting either their opinion towards ban or unban. Are you guys, do you guys understand?
I do understand.
All right.
Ban is get rid of, unban is keep.
Exactly.
Or bad and good.
Exactly. And playing a game, you know, personal attacks are welcome. And just, let's have some fun. All right. Let's start.
Angelo, take the gloves off, buddy.
Let's go, guys. All right.
It should be pointed out that me and Ryan have not seen these questions. We have no clue what's coming.
Exactly. And we're going to start with just a, you know, stall. all right. Ban or unban, splitting on NTGO.
I'm going to go ahead and say unban because I don't give a fuck about NTGO.
I'm going to say ban because I get on MTGO to play Magic. And anytime anybody's ever asked me to split, I've told them no. And I've gotten shit from about this from other friends. It's just, I don't get on there to not play Magic. Like, if I'm in the finals of something, like, I want to see if I can win.
Play to win the game.
That's it.
Yeah. Ryan, would you say maybe unban because you never reached the finals?
Ryan doesn't play online.
I don't play online, so I didn't even know what you meant by splitting. Like, I assumed it was prizes in, like, a daily or something.
Yeah, well, generally it's an 8-4. Finalists split 6-6 instead of 8-4, you know?
It does crack me up at 4-3-2-2s when they're like, split? Like, why the fuck would I split with you?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you can have the QP, I need the pack. Why the fuck would I split with you?
All right, good. Next one, ban or unban. It's mostly during paper, telling your opponent's play he should have done after the game.
Unban. I encourage that.
If you're cool with them. You don't just tell somebody after the game, like, oh, man, you fucking idiot. Like, you
no,
just-
you don't talk to them like that. I mean, it's typically what ends up happening. Goes, hey, do you want some advice? You know, and if they say yes, you give it to them. If not, you walk away from them. I mean, like, but no, I encourage that. If you can make your opponent better, fucking make them better.
See,
it only lifts the game of everybody around.
I'll present it differently because a lot of people, like, maybe on tilt after a match and your advice isn't necessarily warranted. But, like, I like to frame things in a question, like, maybe be like, can I ask, like, why you did that instead of this? Or, like, you know, I thought maybe you had this in hand. Why'd you do that? Like... or, you know, something along those lines, and I don't know. I mean, I talk to my opponents after matches just like, is like, you know, what did you think of that play or this play or why'd you do this or that? Like, just to try and learn matchups better. I always ask everybody what they sideboarded and show them how I boarded.
Are you cool if they do that to you?
Yeah.
To
ask me how I boarded?
No. You lost and the dude just said, oh, you should have done that there instead of...
It really depends on how it's being presented by anybody. You know, if somebody says, hey, do you want some advice? You know, or hey, you know, do you want to know where the game went wrong? You know, depending on the mood of the person, if I'm in the right frame of mind, absolutely I want to hear it. If we're not at 50 minutes in a 55-minute round and I want to go smoke, then no, don't fucking ask me. I mean, it really is kind of like situation dependent. If somebody just goes, you know, oh, you wasn't going to win anyway, and this is why, da, 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 like, that dude's a dick.
Dicks, Ben. That's what I'm understanding. All right, next one. Responding to saltiness, Benner and Ben.
I need an explanation.
You know, on Moto, when they're salty in the chat.
Oh.
Do you maybe, you know,
unban.
You pull the tail or?
Nah, ban that shit. It's not even worth going down that rabbit hole.
No. You gotta
I've done it before. That. It's not worth going down that rabbit hole, Ryan.
Don't get into an argument with them. You just troll.
No. What you don't understand is it always ends up in an argument.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the person. I'm not gonna argue with somebody. Like, I'm just gonna troll them. I'll probably just troll them a couple of times just because it's funny.
Normally I write, yeah, I am a bad player, and that's why I'm winning. And then I close the chat box.
Exactly. You just troll them and then get out of the chat. You don't engage them any further. You just flame them. Like, that's what's up.
So you're worse. You guys are worse then.
I'm going to unban.
All right. Cool. Next one. Eating while playing. That's on paper, of course.
Ban.
Yeah, don't do that shit. Don't get grease on my sleeves. Like, if you're eating, like chips or something greasy and salty and you got to cut someone else's deck or shuffle it, like, no, don't do that.
Ban.
So I guess
if you're
eating a banana, who fucking cares?
No, ban. Just keep the food away from the table because something bad's going to eventually happen. It's just going to. Your banana's going to fall on my fucking play mat or something and I'm going to fucking get pissed. And the drinks, oh no, drinks, keep him the fuck off the table.
On the floor. Drinks on the floor so your Mist Cutter Hydra doesn't become a Sierra Mist Cutter Hydra.
Oh man, I thought you was going to go with Sierra Nevada IPA Torpedo.
You guys have been warned.
We've been warned. Right.
Oh, it's going off pretty nicely. Now, Ryan, I didn't know that you weren't on MTGO, but I'm still going to ask. Ban Run Ban, Post-Mortem, Vintage Masters. Have you played Vintage Masters in Jello?
I have played far too much Vintage Masters, and
how much money did it cost you?
not a lot of money. Like, you know, there's a bunch of tickets.
You pulled something sweet, didn't you?
I did get Force of Will was probably ended up being the best card that I cracked. Okay. I got no power. No power. I mean, I played so many fucking tournaments and I got no power.
It was someone else then that opened some power in the posse. We've had a couple people in the posse that opened power.
Yeah, I received absolutely zero power. I don't know, like, it was supposed to be done and now it's not done because people wanted to play it more and... I don't know, like, anytime people say, hey, I want to play that more, and they give it back to you, I guess that's good.
It's money for them, so why would they complain?
It keeps the prices down on the Legacy. A
digital object for $7.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps the price on Legacy cards down, so, I mean, that's good, and it keeps the price on the power down for a while, so that's good, but... In the long run, I mean, a year from now, this extra month or whatever that they're giving it really doesn't matter.
Honestly, I think the format sucks.
I don't know that it sucks, but it's not great.
You're actually not the first person I've heard to say, like, there's not as many, like, the archetypes aren't as good as they should be, like, yeah. I don't know. I've heard a lot of complaints like
and
that.
And I played Slide for years. I love Slide, and I got a Jet and an Emerald, but I fucking hate this. Now I'm giving my opinion. I don't like VMA. I'm done. I played my last today. It was actually my last draft with V3. It sucked ass. There's not much strong archetypes, and it just depends if the guys draws well or not. And I'm not blaming, you know, lack of skills and just blaming on variance. It is true, and even Brian Wong from the LR said that.
You know, I think a lot of it, now don't get me wrong, like if you draw the nuts, you typically do win. But I think a lot of it is, especially with a lot of the new players who complain about it, it's a bunch of the players who's not used to playing with cards that bad. Because realistically, outside of like the power and the really good cards, there's a lot of bad cards in this set. Because creatures weren't good back in those days.
Yep.
And people weren't used to playing that style of Magic. So I think that has a lot to do with why a lot of players are complaining. I mean, the nostalgia of when I was playing it and going, oh my god, it's like I'm fucking 13 again playing Magic the Gathering. That was kind of cool. I don't know that I hated it. I will not say that it was terrible, but I'm not going to say it was good either. Like, it was just kind of in the middle there where it was what it was.
What I enjoyed is, in the meantime, Theros drafts were cheap as hell.
Theros drafts have been cheap for a while. It's insane. It's like all 7 tickets.
8 ticks you can get a draft in.
Yeah.
That draft too. Well, I mean, I don't think it's very fun to play, but I think it's a good set to draft in terms of value still. So.
I don't know, the three sets, once that third set came out for Theros, what is that, Journey into Nyx?
Yeah.
Like, I think the draft format got a lot better.
Oh yeah.
Like the third set really rounded that draft format out to where it became really good.
Yeah, that's how I felt about, Sealed when Journey came out.
Yeah, they both did it. They both made it really, I mean, it really brought it around. I really enjoyed it.
Journey into Nyx had a lot of removal, and that's the thing that's what they're gonna do, hence, you know, from now on, is that the last set will have the most removal, because they don't want a very oppressive, set. When there's a lot, if they put like a lot of removal in the first set, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference with the last set was the fact that there was no common bestow creatures, really. Like, there wasn't a lot of, if there was any.
It was replaced with removal.
And it really hurt, like, the red-white, uber-aggressive deck, and slowed things down to where it was like, okay, this is now a good format.
Yeah, you had to get back to traditional archetypes.
Yeah. Yeah, it really made it a more rounded thing. Like, you could play almost any color and be good at that point, where early on, that was not even possible. Like, you had to play certain decks.
Awesome. Well, you know, it wasn't in my pile of subjects, but Unban the Theros draft, what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Theros once Journey into Nyx came out. Like, you know, the first set was bad. When it was just Theros, it was terrible. Like, I complained about it constantly on here, I won't lie. But it each set actually got a little bit better, and when Journey came out, it got, like, it was just like, it became perfect. I enjoyed it dramatically. I will go back and do it again when they do flashbacks.
Sweet.
Good stuff. Next one. Ban or unban? Going rogue. Which means rogue decks.
Unban. Unban. All for creativity and trying to do your own thing and shake up the format. I mean, play what you like, you know?
Yeah, he's not sure he's on the fence.
I am straddling that fence.
You know why, Angelo, you're straddling that fence? Because it is a shit feeling to go to like a big tournament expecting a particular meta and you've prepared for it. And
no, that has nothing really to do with
it. But I know, but it is a shit feeling because that's happened to me before and I'm sure it's happened to you where you sit down like round one and you play some whacked out deck and it's like, well, there goes the tournament I was serious about because this guy wanted to be goofy and bring his like consuming aberration mill crazy.
No, see, if you bring some crazy fucking deck and do well, like I'm all for it. My issue is more along the lines of like I can't stand it when like I sit down to play against somebody and they break out this rogue deck that doesn't even qualify as like a rogue deck. Like, look, at a Friday Night Magic, those things are fun. I don't care what you do. But, yeah. Like, when you show up to, like, a PTQ or something like that, and somebody sits down with this just pile of garbage across from you, and, you know, yeah, it's kind of like a buy, but it's also kind of like a waste of my fucking time to even play against it. And, you know, I just smash the guy, and it's just like, what was the fucking point of you even being here and spending money to do this if you're going to bring that? So I'm kind of like on the fence. If you're talking, okay, I can put it this way. FNM, unbanned. Anything higher, banned. Bring something real, unless your name is Conley Woods. He gets the exception. You have to have that type of pedigree where you've done this enough.
I don't know. I'm going to say unbanned just because, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of fascist of you, man.
I don't give a fuck. Germany just won the damn World Cup. I'm allowed to be fascist again.
Play what you want. Play what you want. Play what you have fun playing. Yeah, that's cool.
I saw more people rooting for Germany this weekend than I think has happened since Hitler.
Oh my God.
Well, speaking of that, Ben or unbanned, cheering for a country you're not from?
Well, I cheered for Germany because my family's from there recently, so.
I say banned because I'm from America.
You believe.
America. I don't cheer for anybody in the World Cup. I didn't even pay attention to it. It just kept popping up on my Twitter stream.
Yeah, you hate soccer.
I can't stand soccer. I would rather fucking gouge my eyes out with a fucking fork. It's just so bad. I'm sorry.
You'd rather have, you know, games that interrupts every 5 seconds.
I would rather have games with action and games like, that made sense. Like
5 seconds of action and then like 5 minutes of getting your breath. Like American football, right?
Well, you know what?
Don't talk about football.
You know what though? Here's the difference in American football. You don't see people falling over for no fucking reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of flopping and stuff that kind of.
And, you know, when somebody runs around for 90 minutes.
You have a completely different concept when it comes to, like, okay, soccer, I get it. It's a real intellectual game. And, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, it's almost like chess in a way. You know, and a lot of Americans just don't grasp that or understand that. And it's just one of those things, like, we don't get, like, we play to win a game. And the fact in soccer that there's so many draws and, like,
No goals,
like, there's just not, like...
It's fucking boring, that's what it is.
You know, a championship coming down to, like, potentially penalty kicks, that would never happen in, like, one of our sports. They'd be playing football till they, like, collapsed and a winner was decided. Like, you know, I feel like in the finals of the World Cup, like, they should keep going. Like, if they haven't scored, like, they haven't scored, like...
That soccer field is just too big for that game to be played. Like, I've watched indoor soccer and I actually quite enjoy it. There's a lot more action. It's a lot more high paced.
A lot of freestyle dribbling and stuff.
Yeah. Like regular soccer though. I mean, and I love hockey too, which, you know, is kind of like soccer, but not. I
love hockey. Hockey's awesome.
But soccer just, I mean, if I need a nap, it's like a toss up between soccer and NASCAR. It's that bad to me.
I feel that way about baseball though.
See, baseball and part of this is the thing with baseball. Like I played it to a high level. So I understand all the little stupid idiosyncrasies that are in that, if I played soccer as much as I played ball, then I would probably enjoy it because I would understand it a lot more as I watch it, but I just don't get it and I don't see the appeal in it. So I'm from America and God damn it, I'm going to be the dumb American because I just don't like soccer and I'm never going to like it. I did like the Women's World Cup when they ripped the shirts.
Culturally it's a sport that we kind of like, it just doesn't sit well with many of us.
Fuck no, word give me now, fucking society.
Where so many people could flop and things like that, that's just not our way.
Yeah, and then the guy comes running up to him and fucking shoves a card in his face.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
And then does a little ballerina and turns away.
Yeah, he's like, you're wrong. What the fuck was that? And then it's like the game's over and they keep playing. And you're like,
Martin, I'm assuming you're a hockey fan.
Yeah, I had a hockey stick in my hands at 4 years old.
What's your team?
Fuck. Dude, seriously?
Yeah.
You do know he's from Montreal.
Montreal Canadiens, what the fuck?
Well, I don't know, some people cheer for places elsewhere, like...
Not in Canada.
Yeah, and they're outcasts.
Not in Canada, man.
They are shamed by your society.
Yeah, I had a very nice rivalry. I have a very nice rivalry with Celso.
Okay.
Huge Boston Bruins fan, and it's a big rivalry, so, chirp at each other.
Eight there. All
the time. Yeah. Original Apple. Eight? Original Four. It's not even the Original Four, it's the arbitrary Four.
Yeah, I still like to lump the Original Eight all together. I know there was four before that, but when they got to Eight, it was actually a league.
I'm a Blackhawks and Avalanche fan. That's about it.
I'm a Penguins fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't need to like anybody else. I do hate Philly, though. Just, you know, throwing that out there.
I got to meet the Avalanche when I was a kid at Denver International Airport. They signed some cards for me. I was out there.
I used to follow them when Joe Sakic played for them because I always respected that guy as a player.
I got a Peter Forsberg and Patrick Waugh's autograph and a Joe Sakic autograph.
Yeah, I like Sakic.
Yeah.
The rest of them can go fuck themselves, but I like
Sakic. Anyway, sorry, this isn't a hot cast.
You guys gonna at least have to watch a hockey game in the Bell Center in Montreal at least once.
Oh, I would love to.
The energy is electric.
I would absolutely love to.
It's insane.
Absolutely. I would like to see how it comes
out. Loud. To get you guys the trophy though.
What?
It hasn't been bringing home the trophy though.
No, but, you know, it's a new reality parody, blah, 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 blah. But we got 20, you know, I can't hear you because I got my 24 cups in my ears.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, I would like to go up there and just hear how it compares to Pittsburgh because I know how loud our place gets. It's shockingly loud.
Montreal, if you're on the right game, not a weekday game. Hold on, I got a truck outside.
I can tell. If I were to come up, it would be against the Penguins.
I thought we were taking off in a plane.
Loud.
Everyone would be chanting Fleury, Fleury, because, you know, he's the hometown boy. Yeah. Do you guys look at him as some traitor, honestly?
No, absolutely not. We're always proud of our, you know, no, we're arrogant. We're always saying that Quebecers are the best players in the world. Or Canadians or whatnot. So we're always proud of others. You know, I remember when Tampa Bay won the cup in 2004, like half the team was from, you know, province of Quebec. So we were really happy about that.
I'm going to have to ask you a question now that you bring that up. Ban or unban, the Nordiques?
Yes, sir.
Not there.
The Nordiques, what?
The Nordiques no longer there.
Well.
Have you guys gotten over that yet?
Oh, well, I'm from Montreal. I don't give a crap.
Oh, it's because, Quebec, man.
Yeah, still, there's a very huge rivalry between Montreal and Quebec. Not even in, not just in sports.
Look, I'm willing to admit it here because of the rivalry that we have. If Cleveland all of a sudden lost all of its sports teams, I'd be sad.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Even though they probably don't deserve any of them, I would still be sad because, you know, that's like the little mistake by the lake that we get to shit on every year. And when they're no longer there, like, I'll lose that.
It could be the Nordiques, yeah. They were about to win the fucking cup, but whatever. I don't like the Nordiques, but I would love it because, I don't know, it would give me another reason to bash on people from Quebec City. I even said in my class a few weeks ago that, isn't Quebec in the suburbs of Montreal?
Now, they became the Avalanche, correct?
Yeah, and they won the cup the next year.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, I'm sorry. I put you off track tangent. Keep going, man.
All right, yeah, hockey.
Now, come on, yeah, we really got to drop the hockey talk, man. Let's move on.
Okay, Ben.
I love you, Ben.
I don't know if you guys seen that, but I love you too. You know the copy paste retweets. Ban or unban?
Ban that. Give people credit for their shit.
Yeah, you know guys do like RT dot dot and just...
Yeah, how do you do that? You just copy and paste somebody's stuff and write RT?
You quote the retweet. And then you write, and then you take out the name and you write, RT at the front of it. Yeah. Give people the credit for what they say. Fuck that. That's some bullshit. If somebody says something good, that, let the world know that they're the ones who said it.
Ban that shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Ben Ren Ben, being in the ocean.
Ban that shit.
Yeah, ban it. Sharks and shit.
Motherfuckers don't need to be in the ocean.
Shouldn't be. Yeah, we don't have gills and shit. We don't belong out there.
We adapted to walk on land. Why the fuck do we want to go back to the water?
Oh, it's not. Well, guys, it's not just, you know, walking down the beach, going in the, you know, going in the water, peeing, and then going out. You know, you're just swimming along and...
There's salt in that motherfucker, man. I don't need that shit. If I wanted to swim in salt, I'd sweat more.
No, it depends. If you're swimming with the dolphins and shit, that's cool.
Fuck that. I'll
ban that.
They're gonna pee on you.
Snorkeling, scuba diving.
If you're doing harpoon fishing, it's unbanned. Any other reason? Nah.
Angelo, you gotta throw in cruelty to animals when, as much as you can.
It's not cruel to animals, it's fun for humans. There's a difference.
And then a shark smells it and comes in. And
I harpoon that motherfucker too.
I do want to interject with a snap ban on this Bacardi, like, oak cart rum or whatever. It should be cracking. This is terrible.
Yeah, it just shouldn't be rum in general.
Speaking of pee. All right, next up, ban or unban eating chips and drinking beer in your bed.
Unban that shit. That's some pimp shit, especially if you just fucked or something like that, eating some chips, drinking a beer.
Yeah, you gotta unban that. That's like two of my favorite things, and I'm doing it on my bed. Like, I mean, I guess if you're a slob, you get what you deserve. Because you gotta fucking sleep on crumbs all night, but...
Yeah, just don't be slovenly and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, dude, like an IPA with some fucking salty potato chips, like that's good.
Okay, I'm not saying like eat caviar in your bed.
Well, an IPA is just like a normal beer to me. I mean, like I don't drink garbage beers very often, so you know, like an IPA, something that's like really sour. A good salty chip works good with it. Like, there's something to be said about, like, try like an IPA, any IPA, it doesn't have to be a great IPA, just any IPA, and salt and vinegar potato chips. You will be amazed at how good that is. And I will do that in my bed. I will do that on my roof. I will do that in my basement. That's just good.
Okay, let's go further down then. Dressed or undressed?
I'm not dressed right now.
Like, would you even go to eat chips and drink beer naked in your bed?
No, you can't eat chips naked. That just doesn't even sound right.
Why would I care?
That sounds fucked up. You could maybe, you know, eat a cheeseburger naked, but yeah, no chips.
Yeah, that's going the whole way through, but
I will say smoking bed, while like going
watching
to the
New
bathroom.
Girl or something.
Smoking while going to the bathroom is a ban because ashes inevitably fall on the wrong things when you're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't want to smoke in the bathroom.
And they're hot and they burn and it's not good.
Awesome. Speaking of hot, last one, guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know, I'm with my American friends, so thinking your cousin is hot.
No, ban that shit.
Just thinking.
No, ban that shit. You should be thinking
shit.
Every time Martin is on, you don't see it says shit. This happened last time with the virgins in Kentucky. We're gonna get hate mail again.
Really? What? What happened?
We didn't get no hate mail from that one.
I don't remember. No, we didn't. But we thought we would.
Anyway. We didn't think we would, but we did.
But yeah, no, none of the incest stuff.
No, I mean, it's okay to think they're hot, to know they're hot.
It's not okay to think your cousin's hot. Yeah.
Dude, it's good to know that, because when you can be like, dude, look, you know, like when your boy is like, man,
yes,
you know,
and in the middle
cousin single, and you're like, no, you ain't fucking with my hot cousin. Like, I mean, it's good to know that shit, because then when your boys start checking her out, you know that that's what they're doing, and you know that you don't want your boys with your family, because they're all a bunch of fuck-ups. So, no, it's good to know that shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you feel so bad just having the thought, Ryan?
No. I just wouldn't linger on it. You know what I mean? Like...
No, I'm not saying you linger. It's just you know. Like, part of you knows, man, my fucking cousin's hot.
I guess I don't have a hot cousin, because I've never been like, I got a hot cousin. I don't know.
My cousin I used to fuck all the time.
Oh, my God. Martin, is this like a Canadian thing, cousin hookups?
No, absolutely not. I thought it was a southern thing.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, if you go about 2 hours south from where I'm at, you're going to hit the state called West Virginia. And in the mountains of West Virginia, in like the cities, it's very normal. But in the mountains of West Virginia, you will find some strange things.
Hey, hashtag NASCAR.
Nah, it's worse than NASCAR.
Is our South like Canada's far north?
No, the far north is Aboriginal. And I would say that the South, well, the conservatives are in Alberta, that's for sure. But in terms of hillbillies, rednecks?
Yeah.
I've met a few in, it's an R word. I can't say the R word or something.
No, I love how you guys have the same, words, rednecks and hillbillies. It's awesome.
You know, they're just out in the country, you know, having destruction derbies. And... Come on,
just
guys.
Just like here.
You know what's funny is next weekend here is the demolition derby, the county fair.
Lots of cousins gonna hook up. That's for sure. You know that Bud Light's gonna.
A lot of cousin fuck going on after the destruction derby.
Oh my God! So was that? That was the last band or unband?
Yeah, it was.
Martin, they weren't as spicy this time.
Yeah, sure.
But it's alright, man.
No, ban or unban, jerking off in a friend's house.
Unban?
Well, we know how Martin feels about this.
Yeah, I told you that story.
Yeah. Unban, just unban it, you know.
Have you no shame?
Yeah, well, you don't do it on the dude's couch. You're nice enough to go to the bathroom.
You know, 16 is one thing, but grown man?
Well...
Okay, then, speaking of that, I have another masturbation story, then.
Oh, my. Yes. Yes.
I can't believe I'm going to tell that.
Next subject. So, Martin, what's up?
Yeah, I actually edited your show notes there.
Yes.
And, no. What?
I said, go on with the masturbation story.
Well, it's quite appropriate because I'm looking at the after Ben Run Ben, it's written, what's up? So I guess it's my dick. So that's good in the show notes. Okay. So, I can't believe I'm going to tell that, but I don't know if my girlfriend knows, but, once I started dating my girlfriend, my girlfriend, 4 years ago, she was working in the cafe. This is where I met her.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe I'm telling that. Anyway.
What's wrong with meeting your girlfriend at a cafe? That's
no, no. You know, I was supposed to go work in China. It didn't work, but I was learning China in the meantime, and I was practicing or in a cafe where one of my friend worked, and one of her colleague, Annie, which is my girlfriend now, you know, we just spoke and we hung out and stuff, and then we started hooking up. And the second or the third time we went on a date or something, and I don't know for what purpose, I don't know, I was in a certain mindset that I was feeling nervous for a reason. Anyway, so I went to her cafe and waited for her to finish, you know, her shift, and I had access to the bathroom, the staff bathroom, because since I was there all summer, I kind of had, privileged or something. And I don't know, I was having not a bad day, I was just feeling very, very nervous for a reason about the date and about other stuff. Anyway, so I took the key and, you know, I rubbed one out, and I felt much better, and the date went pretty well. In the staff bathroom.
Don't feel bad, I once jerked off in the McDonald's.
Now that's, Angelo, that definitely, are you serious?
A fuck yeah.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Was it the
excuse? I can excuse Martin. He had to prep for a date, and a lot of people will tell you don't want to go into a date with your gun overly loaded.
No, I get that. I just okay. I mean, so here's what happened.
Your gun may go off earlier than you want.
You exactly. No, for a date,
anyway.
That one thing.
Yes.
A wank and a shot. Always. Always.
Yeah,
before you go to the date.
Here's how it happened, Ryan. I used to work the late night shift in McDonald's before they were 24 hours a day. I was their maintenance guy. So what ended up happening was I would get locked in there all night long and nobody else was in the store. And I would finish my job about 2:30 in the morning, what I actually had to do. But nobody else would show up till 5, so I usually had to kill about 2.5 hours. So, you know, some nights I'd go crank one out, some nights I'd go hang out outside, some nights I would read the newspaper, some nights I would bring an alarm clock, go in the basement and go to sleep. Yeah, it just happens, man.
You at least rubbed it out in the grease or something, right?
No, I always went to the bathroom to do that.
No, but nobody's there.
I just always did. I don't know why, man. I just always did. I went to the bathroom.
Did you I don't know, maybe
more comfortable?
Maybe, I don't know.
Did you start putting your junk on everything around, on the cash register and just tap, 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 and it's gonna smell like fish?
That's what you should have done, Angela.
Nah, I never did any of that. Like, I just, like, I would clean the place up. I would fix anything that needed fixed. And, you know, if I had to crank one out, I would go and go into the bathroom, rub one out real quick. And
that's forgivable. I thought you were going to be like,
it wasn't like in the middle of the fucking day. I was just like, I'm locked in there by myself and I need to kill time. And going to sleep isn't exactly an option all the time.
I thought you were going to say like, well, I was eating at McDonald's in the middle.
I had a quarter pounder, got some extra grease on my hand, figured, well, why not? Well, I got this grease on my hand. That'll lube things up real good. I might as well go to the bathroom.
That's fucked up.
You guys know for damn well that when you were 12 or 10 years old, you're trying to find any kind of orifice in the house to put your dick in, right?
Oh yeah, dude, I used to stick a...
No. I was like between
what?
Au naturel, just my hand.
I didn't bag of Vaseline between the cases on the couch.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yes, yes.
Your parents were never like, what the fuck is bag?
Parents never caught me. My dad was gone and my mom was an alcoholic. I didn't have to worry about parents.
Maybe depraved motherfuckers.
In between the door of the refrigerator as well?
No, I never did that one.
It's cold and hot.
Yeah, I never did that one.
I heard someone.
Welcome to the masturbation cast.
It's been
Martin and Angelo with some sick and twisted advice, things to stick your dick in.
Still nothing better than a rotten peach.
It's either this or listen to Brian Kibler actually do intellectual masturbation.
Yeah, who the hell wants that? Dude, if you're not slightly ashamed when you get done doing any sexual activity, you didn't do it right.
Wait, what the fuck is intellectual masturbation? Is that like where you read a book while you jack off?
No, it's just going deep and...
Is that like Penthouse Letters?
Intellectual, just going deep or going too far in intellectual analysis of herp and derp and shit. Anyway. Oh, I have a thing that I want to tell everyone out there.
Yes.
I have this amazing idea, and it's nothing related to masturbation. I'm like, yay, like fucking masturbation. No. About MTGO. I have this great idea. I know what should be the next great designer search. It should be for V5.
Already? We're not even going to give them a chance to fix V.
Well, V4 is going to start tomorrow, but guys, don't you guys think that maybe they could do the great designer search for the next client, I guess? Okay, fuck it. We're giving up.
It just seems too early to me. Like, try and fix this one.
No. Ban WotC from the internet. That's
you shut your mouth.
I mean, when I want to play Magic in my underpants.
I don't know why Hasbro executives. What blows my mind is that some executive over at Hasbro hasn't looked over at their brand WotC and gone, there is a huge fucking cash cow sitting there with the internet that these fuckers are wasting, and why they haven't just forced them to go to an outside firm to get it taken care of and just done. I don't get it. I don't get why, like, just the money-making opportunity that's there that as a company, it just doesn't seem like they want to maximize their profits, which is like the whole point of a company. Like, I don't get it. It's just mind boggling.
Well, you know what? They know that they have that money. But the thing is, without that money, they don't shell too much back to WotC, because without that money, there's a lot of their other brands that they legitimately just cannot support. I know that might sound weird, but that's the truth. They just cannot support those other brands. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I think it would be a lot better if it was just WotC. How about that, Ryan? What you been up to, bro?
Stuffing my face with a cracker right now.
Awesome. Have you been up to anything besides the pre-releases, though?
Man, the pre-release and work. My basement flooded.
That's awesome.
No, it's not.
Kind of, no. All right.
Lucky the washer and the dryer and shit are cool. It was just along, like, one of the back walls and out about 4 feet, but... you know, we got a nice townhome here, and I'm fucking pissed off that the owners, the company that we rent from, like, has done nothing.
Well, that's normal.
It's not. Like, not for me, it's not. Like, I'm not, like, you know, I don't work this hard to, you know, live here to, you know, deal with this shit. And it's, like, since Saturday, and all they've done is come and, like, they put, like, a dehumidifier down there. They didn't, like, do, like, water extraction, shampoo, any, like, clean the carpet, like, anything. It's just mind-boggling. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Okay, well, it appears Martin is going to have to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Martin, if you want to get your contact info before you go, that'd be
sure.
Great.
At Martin Brunet, at Martin _ Brunet, my name on Twitter.
For you American folk, that's spelled Martin Brunet.
B-R-U-N-E-T. Yeah, just as me, I do lots of, like you said before, witty banter, which could make an awesome British name. Hi, my name is Witty Banter.
That's pretty good. That's a good band name.
You should also, people, any band or unbands you may come up with, send them his way.
Yeah, I would love to come back on this podcast and do some more and have great ideas. You know, I'm just traveling around. I have other segments in my mind. Maybe I have one that's called Translate Trivia that I could offer to podcasts, which is like a multiple choice trivia about cards in a different language. Like, you know, Atrios got der Uberfacht. There's other ones like et pas dans la tronche is wagon knock, knock wagon or something like that.
Yeah, this is a horrible game for me. I don't speak anyway. Too many other languages that you probably can read.
Foreign trivia.
Yes.
But yeah, Martin, yep. Thanks for coming on. We'll definitely have you back on at some
much love, man. Much
future
love.
Time.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. Yep.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I had to go, but see you next time, guys.
Life happens. Take it easy, man. Much love.
See you. Bye.
Later.
So your basement was flooded. We got that far.
Oh yeah. So I've been fucking in contact with the management and shit. Just, you know,
bitching and yelling and screaming.
Yeah. I just want my shit fixed. Like, it's not that simple. So, or I mean, it's not that complicated to get my shit fixed. Like, just take care of it. You know, it's not like we're some shit residents that don't like take care of stuff or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just, I mean, I don't know. Like, that's why I bought my house, because like no landlord ever lives up to my expectations.
Yeah, it's like if it were my place, I'd have done pulled the carpet back myself and had blowers going and, you know, had the sump pump checked and fixed already. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, like a lot of the people had got flooded a lot worse here in the neighborhood, and like they've been having to pull out all of, you know, people's carpet and walls and, you know. So.
Damn, that sucks. You guys got hit with the polar vortex already, huh? So it's nice and cool out there.
It was fucking freezing today, man.
Dude, our temperature is supposed to be cool come morning. Like, I guess the front went through today, and the only thing I noticed was, the humidity dropped. Like, it didn't get much cooler. The humidity just dropped, and I was like, okay. But I guess tomorrow morning it's supposed to be in the low 50s. I can't fucking wait, dude.
Yeah, no, that's too cold.
Nah, that's good working weather, man. That's real good working weather. You been up to anything else though?
Not much, man. Just the pre-release. You know, wishing I pulled some sweet stuff like Megan. You know, she got 3 planeswalkers on the weekend and some souls and stuff. So that's cool. But,
yeah, I ended up, cracking a total of 5 planeswalkers. I got a regular Chandra and a foil Chandra.
Nice.
On top of my 3 Garrick. So that was pretty cool. I should have some good stories for next week. Saturday, I'm going over to Will's house to play Booze Cube.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that should be interesting.
Get him back on.
You know, he'll come on when he's ready.
See if he'll come on and do a Booze Cube episode.
Yeah, he'll come on when he's ready, man. I'm not going to force the issue.
Yeah.
And it's entirely up to him.
Yes, man, it'd be good to get him on here.
So. Yeah, the only episode I'm going to, like, make him come on for is 100.
Yeah, that's not even a choice.
Yeah, like, I feel like we cannot have an episode 100 unless he's on here. But any other episodes, man, it's going to have to be by his discretion. And it is what it is. Yeah. So, let's see. What else have I been up to? Working stupid hours, playing in a bunch of pre-releases, going to Will's. Yeah, that's about all I got, honestly. So, I'm going to move to shout-outs. I'm going to give a shout out to Buttercup because, dude, last week I gave him an anti shout out and like that like pained me. And then this week the dude is so cool. He brings me a, Mindseize commander deck as a gift. And I was just like, this dude is so awesome. And I God damn it, he's cool. I also need to give a shout out to Brock from the Ohio store that I play cards in.
Yeah.
Once in a while, he's supposed to be checking out the show this week, and, you know, he's one of the 2 people that I go there and actually, like, talk to the whole time I'm there, because, you know, I don't quite know everyone in there. I only go there once every few months, so they don't quite know me really either. So, but those 2, there's 2 guys, and the other one's name is escaping me, and I feel bad for it. But Brock, I do remember, he's going to check out the show, so that's cool. Also, shout outs to the Broderick's. It was good to play cards with you guys. Shout out to Bobby B.
Okay. Okay.
Because he said we gave him a shout out a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember doing it.
Well, it was probably not the name he goes by.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe Pat did, and yeah. Or maybe he was in the Vegas tournament that week because he's from out there. I just don't remember. I don't know. But anyway, this is your shout out, bro. 100% your shout out.
Cool.
And aside from that, I want to give a shout out to Garrick because he followed me all weekend because he was trying to kill me and yet he could not. And he won me games. That dude was awesome. And shout out to some, Lakefront Brewery Inc. from Milwaukee, Wisconsin and their Fuel Cafe, Stout Brewed Porter. I've had a few of these tonight and God damn it, I enjoy these things. Ryan, you got any shout outs, bro?
Shout out to the posse. Shout out to you, homie. Shout out Martin coming on. Shout out this fire ass meat I'm smoking. Shout out vanilla Pepsi. I don't even like Pepsi. Shit's good though.
Vanilla Pepsi is fucking gross, dude.
I don't even like Pepsi. I like this shit, man. It's good shit. Good shit.
No, it's not. It's fucking banned. That shit's as bad as the Crystal Pepsi.
I don't know, man. Something about it. I'm a fan. Shout out to homeboy Matt at the store. He's a judge there and I got to play him on my second pre-release. He played, he built a mono green deck.
Yeah.
Colonian Twin Grove, Hornet Queen, Hornet's Nest, fucking.
That's absurd.
A green promo.
Which wasn't very good.
No, but, he went with, he picked green as his color, but he had all his, rares were on color.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. Like, and he had, a couple siege worms and just the deck was insane. So yeah, it was fun. He took down the second pre-release that I played in. So that was cool. So shout out to him, with the mono green and, yeah, shout out, Megan having a good weekend with openings, but this is a bad beats, man. She had a real sick deck. I was real, real happy, impressed with what she built at the second pre-release, you know, getting much better at that aspect of her game. So the deck was solid, man. I don't know if you saw pictures of it or on Twitter or anything, but just,
No, I think it escaped me because once I got done with my second game, I just went to bed.
Yeah, bad luck, but yeah, so that's it. Shout out everyone in the posse though, once again, so we keep growing and it's been a busy day on there. The last few days actually all are nuts. So
yeah. You know what? I do want to give a shout out to Matt Bowlby. He asked me to break down his sealed pool. Like he built a deck off of his sealed pool and he asked me to kind of break it down on the fan page and I did. Oh. And I basically argued with him about why two cards were wrong for his deck. And like it was a good conversation and like I think I opened his eyes a little bit to, you know, the differences between like a 3-2 deck and a 4-1 deck, how it can literally be those last two cards and how certain cards just aren't good in general and how this card doesn't work with this strategy that you're trying to run and things like that. It was a real good conversation. I actually recommend that people go read it. They might learn something from it. I know Matt said that he did and, you know, good ups to him. Shout out to him. You know, I like doing that type of stuff when people aren't hard headed and go, yeah, but I can do this with this and do this. And rather take the information that I'm giving them in and go, okay, that makes sense. Or if I'm completely wrong, you know, that's different. But in this case, I was pretty right. But yeah, I shout out to him. Ryan, how would people get a hold of you if they wanted to?
At BroTheYan on Twitter, Brother Ryan, hit me up. And the Facebook page, of course.
Sweet. If you want to get a hold of me, get a hold of me at Gongsu on Twitter. That's GANKSUOU. Same thing with Magic Online, which I am going to be back on very soon. You can also get a hold of me at pitintpodcast@gmail.com. And you can find me last week and this week for sure because I had this unexpected guest show up. And me and him sat and talked and, you know, I wrote down everything he said and that's going to go up this week. I had another interview and, so that was cool, but that's going to go up on Bro Deals. So go check that out. Hint, the word cunt is used in it.
Nice.
Just saying the word cunt is used more than I care to admit. But yeah, go check that out. Next week, we are going to have SCG B-more, good old Baltimore, and just kind of a filler because, you know, a few weeks back, I brought up Hardcore History, and like a lot of people seem to take to that podcast and really enjoy it, and after talking to a few posse members over the weekend, we're going to basically tell you what podcasts we listen to. you know, not just magic podcasts, just podcasts that, you know, make our rotation for every week. You're cool with that, right, Ryan?
For sure.
Yeah. So you're going to find out what we listen to when we have time to actually sit down and listen. I listen to about 10 a week, and then I have a couple who are rotated in if I run out of stuff to listen to, basically. How many you listen to, Ryan?
Dude, quite a fucking few.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I used to listen to upwards of 20 at one point, but I just could not keep up with all of them, so I had to cut.
Yeah.
And that sucked. But until next week.
I've been cutting back a few. I'm getting more and more picky.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's right. Because I found that a lot of them that I was just listening to because, like, I have always listened to them, and it had nothing to do with whether I actually liked them or not. Like, What the Fuck with Mark Maron was one of those that I was just listening to because I listened to it. It wasn't because I liked it. Because
everyone says that's the podcast of podcasts. You have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's like his podcast was really driven hard by the guests. His personality never seemed to hold him up. And when you've done, I think he's done over 500 now. When you've gone through 500 different guests, there's some real stinkers. And I just couldn't find myself liking that show. When somebody tells me, hey, he had a good guest on, I'll go check it out. But that's about it now. And I used to listen to every episode. Lord knows I can't figure out why the fuck I did that.
Well,
anyway.
I'm out shut as far as what I listen to. I got some good ones to recommend.
Yeah, so do I. I haven't gotten into anything worth talking about, trust me. Anyway, until next week.
Fuck yeah, Scandinavia.
I hope your pre-release went as good as mine. But until next week, have a good one, guys. And go fuck yourself.